The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we might not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you once again. This morning, Christ our Lord suffered untold indignities and injustices. He was falsely accused. He was reviled, hated, condemned, scorned, scourged, and executed. And all of this while being perfectly innocent. But you know, God raised him on the third day. It just goes to show that nothing, not even injustice, is outside the scope of God's power to do good. And so if you and I call ourselves disciples, we should not shrink from hardships. Now, most of the hardships you're going to face in your day aren't going to be anything like near as dramatic as what happened on Good Friday. Most of them are going to be very ordinary. And our Lord gives us a little lesson here in how to deal with very ordinary hardships. Because Jesus pays a debt he doesn't owe. He pays this thing called the temple tax. Now, the temple tax was a fee of 2 drachma, or 2 days' wages, and it was considered to be a ransom for your soul. Your soul was born in sin. Temple covers your sin, so the temple tax was a ransom for your soul. Truth of the matter is, it went to pay the expenses of running the temple. Okay, but here's the question. Does Jesus have to pay the temple tax? Of course, Jesus does not have to pay the temple tax. If it's a ransom for your sins of your soul, what sins does Jesus have to ransom? And to make matters worse, the temple was the dwelling place of God on earth. Jesus is the dwelling place of God on earth. He's the real temple. Of course he doesn't have to pay the temple tax, but he does so anyway. Pays a debt he doesn't owe, and it says here, so that we might not give them offense. Now, it's interesting. Jesus never shrinks from giving people offense other times in the Gospels, right? If ever there was some good to be done or evil to be avoided, Jesus didn't shrink from a fight like when he cured people on the Sabbath day. Whenever there was a principle involved, Jesus didn't shrink from a fight like when he confronted the scribes and the Pharisees over their hypocrisy. However, here's the key difference. No principle is at stake here. No good is being avoided. No evil is being done. And when that's the case, Jesus builds bridges. Jesus avoids fights. Now, don't get me wrong. When a principle is at stake, you fight. When there's something good that is to be done or something evil that is to be avoided, you fight. But let's be honest with ourselves. How many of our daily fights throughout the course of our day have nothing to do with good that's to be done or evil that's to be avoided or principles that are to be maintained? How much of it is just our own stupid ego? Look what Jesus does when nothing is on the line. He gives in to the preferences of others. He does not insist on getting his own way, even when he's right. So here's a little question for you to think about today. How much peace could we build? How many fights could we avoid if we made Jesus' example of humility our own. What do you say we go and find out? And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Jane Frances de Chantal, pray for us.